continue with a brief discussion on IFRS for SMEs. Michelle?
Okay, the purpose of this meeting is just to discuss a sweep issue that has arisen during drafting the transition requirements in the forthcoming amendments to the IFRS for SMEs. The staff recommendation in paper 5 is that the ISB should permit prospective application of the revaluation model for PP&E. However, since preparing this paper, the staff have spoken to a few board members about whether requiring prospective application from the beginning of the period in which the amendments are applied would be the better option. And the staff is now leaning towards this position as well. So rather than vote on the staff recommendation, I suggest we open this up for board discussion.
Sorry, to just be clear, you're saying replace permit with require?
Yes. And probably from the beginning of the period in which they adopt the amendments.
Think about that. Sue?
I agree with that amended recommendation, because historically we've always been very careful when we've changed to fair value measurement to make it prospective because of the risk of hindsight if people weren't doing current measurements in the past. Mm-hmm. And so I think for that reason it should be prospective.
I agree with Sue in the revised staff recommendation from another perspective, which is we're introducing an option into the IFRS for SMEs, which where we've tried to avoid options. And having an option on an option, just I think creates the kind of complexity that we really work hard to avoid in the SME standards. So I'd just say again, mandate prospective. Mm-hmm. Mandate one, and I think prospective is the better approach when it comes to a change in valuation.
Yeah.
Do we agree with the staff recommendation?
Revised.
Revised.
Yeah.
All in favour.
Okay. Thank you.